A hugely significant decision is coming tomorrow for the UK, as Britain will be getting a new leader. That's one of the key stories on the international stage in the coming days, and with me for our weekly look at some of them is the BBC's Rich Preston. And Rich, we'll get to the new UK Prime Minister in a moment, but first, tomorrow, the Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg will be visiting France. She, of course, is the student who prompted weekly climate walkouts from classrooms, which spread around the world. It inspired events here in Arizona. So what exactly is she doing in France?
Well, Mark, this is all about continuing her mission to convince governments around the world that they have to take serious action on climate change. Now, her trip began yesterday, actually. She arrived in Normandy to accept the Prix Liberté. That's a prize which asks young people to vote for a person or organisation which exemplifies the struggle for liberty. It also comes with a €25,000, $28,000 prize. She's on her way to Paris now, though, and tomorrow takes part in an event at the National Assembly.
Now, the French powers seem to like Ms. Thunberg, right? This isn't the first time she's been invited to France.
Yes, that's right. Earlier this year, President Macron invited her to his official residence, the Élysée Palace, to discuss climate change, and she's kept France in her sights since then. When France reached its highest temperature ever recorded last month, a scorching 114 degrees by French standards, she took to Twitter to say this is not the new normal, this is only the beginning, we have to stop burning fossil fuels. And that comes as France prepares for another heat wave this week. 21 areas have been put on orange alert for the days ahead. Worth remembering, of course, France has somewhat of a symbolic stake in matters of climate change. It was in Paris in 2015 that world leaders agreed to limit emissions and stop temperatures rising. President Trump, as we know, of course, later derided that agreement and pulled the US out of the accord. So we'll see what new message this young climate figurehead has for French lawmakers tomorrow.
All right, Rich, let's move across the channel to your neck of the woods. Britain's getting a new prime minister this week.
Yes, after weeks of debate and voting, we'll find out tomorrow morning who's going to take over from Prime Minister Theresa May.
And this is the person who'll be leading Britain through its withdrawal from the EU, right?
That's right, so-called Brexit. A significant moment, of course, in UK political history and arguably the downfall of the current Prime Minister.
But also not just her.
Well, that's right. Her predecessor was David Cameron. Now, he came to power on a manifesto promising an in-out referendum on our membership of the EU. Many say promising that vote won him the election. But then the referendum happened and the results came in to leave. Unexpected by many, including by the person who'd called the vote in the first place. So he handed in his notice.
The British people have made a very clear decision to take a different path. And as such, I think the country requires fresh leadership to take it in this direction.
And stepped down as Prime Minister of Great Britain.
I love this country and I feel honoured to have served it. And I will do everything I can in future to help this great country succeed.
Theresa May became the new leader, but she was never pro-Brexit either. So there was always a question mark over how a politician who had supported staying in the EU would do in navigating us out of the EU. Now, that question's been answered. She repeatedly failed to get an agreement with Europe past British lawmakers. And that was her downfall, so she stepped down too.
I will shortly leave the job that it has been the honour of my life to hold. The second female Prime Minister, but certainly not the last. I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
Now, Mark, the dozen or so candidates who competed to replace her was eventually whittled down to two. Boris Johnson, the former Foreign Secretary and former Mayor of London, and Jeremy Hunt, the current Foreign Secretary.
Now, the favourite throughout has been Boris Johnson. What are the two men's key policy differences?
Well, to be honest, not many. They both come from the same party, the Conservatives, so both broadly have similar right-leaning tendencies. But the main question repeatedly put towards the two men is about their stance on Brexit and, crucially, whether they'd be prepared to leave the European Union without an agreement in place on our future relationship with the bloc. Now, Boris Johnson has repeatedly said he'd pull the UK out of the EU at the end of October, whether a deal's in place or not. Many support that, but many warn against it, saying it'll damage the UK economy. Jeremy Hunt, on the other hand, says he'll find a better deal with EU and get it past British Parliament. But some say that's wishful thinking, and crucially, the EU themselves say they aren't prepared to go back to the negotiating table. One of these men will be steering Britain through arguably its choppiest political waters in generations. Plus, whoever moves into 10 Downing Street will have to try and forge bonds with President Trump, following his recent state visit and that diplomatic spat over leaked emails from the British ambassador in Washington criticising Mr. Trump's administration. We'll find out who it's going to be tomorrow.
All right, that is the BBC's Rich Preston. Rich, as always, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.